USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden has signed an executive order to address a recent increase of high-profile cyber attacks. The order creates a public-private partnership to improve communication between the federal government and the private sector on cyber issues. The White House says the order will also create a standardized playbook laying out how the government will respond to an attack. A CDC panel has given its recommendation to the Pfizer COVID vaccine to be used for 12 to 15-year-olds, with the agency's director adding her approval. The move allows the shots to be administered to teenagers 12 and up as early as Thursday. And Ohio Governor Mike DeWine announced a unique incentive to get Ohioans vaccinated. Starting on May 26th, the Buckeye State will hold a weekly drawing for a $1 million prize for residents 18 and over who have received at least one dose of COVID vaccine. DeWine says the drawings will last 5 weeks and will be paid for out of federal coronavirus funds. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allen Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone, people sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story. For the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
The man accused of shooting three people in New York's Times Square over the weekend is now in custody. Tim Berg reports.
The Times Square shooting suspect is in custody in Florida. NYPD Chief of Detectives James Essig explains 31-year-old Farrakhan Muhammad was arrested by U.S. Marshals in the northern part of the state.
In a McDonald's parking lot in Stark, Florida, just outside of Jacksonville. Mr. Muhammad was with a female who he believed to be his girlfriend, and he was taken into custody without incident.
Muhammad is accused of opening fire in Times Square last weekend. The shooting wounded two women and a four-year-old girl. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the CDC says that the number of cases of potentially life-threatening blood clots identified in people who have received the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine has risen. A new report says there have been 28 cases of blood clots among the nearly 9 million people who have received the shot. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
One Texas mayor says that he's been told that migrants illegally crossing into the United States are no longer being tested for COVID-19. Lance Pry reports.
As the migrant surge at the Mexico border swells to record numbers, DHS Secretary Mayorkas on Tuesday said no one is getting into the United States except unaccompanied children.
The border is closed. We are expelling single adults and families under the Title 42 authority that rests with the Center for Disease Control. We decided as an administration that we will not expel unaccompanied children.
Americans returning from overseas must provide a negative COVID-19 test before being allowed to enter. Del Rio, Texas Mayor Democrat Bruto Lozano tells Fox News this is not the case for immigrants being released into the United States.
Persons entering unlawfully that have no COVID testing, and the Department of Homeland Security was administering those tests, but they've recently called me, Dr. Eastman recently called me and told me that DHS can no longer legally administer those tests.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announced its class of 2021 Wednesday with Tina Turner, Carole King, The Go-Go's, The Foo Fighters, Jay-Z, and Todd Rundgren to be inducted as performers. German electronic group Kraftwerk, Charlie Patton, and Gil Scott-Heron will receive the Early Influence Award, and LL Cool J, Billy Preston, and Randy Rhoads will receive the Hall's Musical Excellence Award. The induction ceremony will take place in October in Cleveland. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.